What? What did you... What?
I still love you. And I know I probably shouldn't even be here telling you this. I mean, you're with Chandler, a guy I really like. And if you say he's straight, I'll believe you. Seeing you the other night, I knew if I didn't tell you, I'd regret it for the rest of my life. Letting you go was the stupidest thing I ever did.
You know, you're really not supposed to be back here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know this is the wrong time and the wrong place, but I had to tell you. I want to spend my life with you. I want to marry you. I want to have kids with you.
Why don't these chairs back here?
I know this is crazy, but am I too late?
Well, yes, you're too late. Well, where was all this 3 years ago?
Yeah, I know. I was an idiot. And I tried to forget you. I really did. You know, after we had lunch last year, I spent 6 months in Africa trying to get you out of my head.
What were you doing in Africa?
Working with blind kids.
Oh, what are you doing to me? I'm sorry, but it's not going to happen.
It's fine. I'll walk away. And I'll never bother you again, but only if you tell me that Chandler's willing to give you everything I am.
Well, he is. Yeah, I mean, marriage is all he talks about. In fact, I'm the one that's making him wait.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because of the government.
Together.
Oh, I mean, two best friends falling in love. How often does that happen? Not that often.
No.
I'm so happy for them.
Me too.
So happy for them. I'm so happy and not at all jealous.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, definitely not jealous. I mean, I'm probably 98% happy, maybe 2% jealous. And I mean, what's 2%? That's nothing.
Totally.
I'm like 90-10.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, have you guys got Chandler?
Well, no, but you know who did stop in here looking for you? Tennille. So, that marriage stuff that you were saying yesterday, you don't really believe that, do you?
Sure I do. In fact, I think the whole concept of marriage is unnatural. I mean, look at pigs. Let's take a second here and look at pigs. The pigs don't mate for life. I mean, a pig can have like 100 sexual partners in a lifetime. And that's just an ordinary pig, not even a pig that's good at sports.
Are you honestly telling me that you may never want to get married?
Well, never say never, but, you know, probably, yeah, never.
Oh, my God. Then what are we even doing? What is this?
Whoa. What is all this pressure? Is this some new kind of strategy? Why don't you put down your copy of the rules, huh, man trap?
You know what? I gotta go.
It's okay. I got a plan.
We're gonna find love.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident about that. That's what makes it so easy for me to be 80% happy for Monica and Chandler. It'd be nice to have a little guarantee, though.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, some people make deals with a friend, like if neither of them are married by the time they're 40, they marry each other.
You mean a backup?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've got that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Joey.
Joey?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I locked him in here.
years ago. Wait, so if neither of you are married by the time you're 40, you're going to marry Joey.
Yep, we should want it.
Yeah. But believe me, that is not how he wanted to seal the deal.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah, I think his exact words were... Charming.
Yeah, he's just a backup.
Hey, Monica.
Have you seen Rachel? Or Amir?
I just saw my boat. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, great.
Oh, what's the matter? Talk to the captain.
You're having one of those days where you realize you're in a dead-end relationship.
Family giving you a hard time, huh?
It's not like I want to get married tomorrow. It's just I'd like to believe that I'm in a relationship that's going somewhere, that I'm not just wasting my time.
Oh, you know Chandler.
No, I don't know Chandler. Not anymore. Like something's changed.
Maybe you changed.
I didn't change.
Maybe that's the problem.
What?
Chandler is a complex fellow, one who is unlikely to take a one.
What do you think? Do you think I'm just going to wait around for nothing?
Well, I can face it. Chandler is against marriage, and always will be.
Well, there's some people who do want to marry me.
There are?
Yeah. Richard.
Richard said he wants to marry you? And Chandler is telling you how much he hates marriage.
That's right.
Chandler loves marriage!
You just told me that he hates marriage. That he's a complex fellow who's unlikely to take a wife. That he's against marriage and always will be.
You got that from what I said? Rach.
Hey, you.
Hey, come on in.
Hey, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about you and Elizabeth.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I really thought we'd be able to make it work, but I guess it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, love. It's a tricky business, isn't it?
I guess so.
So what do you say we make a pact? If you and I are both single by the time we're 40, we get married. I mean, we know each other, we like each other. We've already fought together, so, you know, there'll be no surprises there. You know what I mean? They're like, what?
you want me to be your backup? Oh, yeah, I already have one.
What? Who?
Phoebe.
Phoebe? But she said Joey is her backup.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, they just had a conversation with her, and she said that she and Billy made a deal.
That's impossible. I mean, we have had a deal for years. We shook on it. Although, believe me, she wanted to do a lot more than that.
Where the hell have you been?
I was making a coconut phone with the professor.
Richard told Monica he wants to marry her.
What?
Yeah, I've been trying to find you to tell you to stop messing with her, and maybe I would have if these damn boat shoes wouldn't keep flying off.
Oh, my God.
I know, they suck. He's not supposed to ask my girlfriend to marry him. I'm supposed to do that.
I know.
But what?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over there. I'm going to kick his ass.
Will you help me?
Look, Chandler, I don't think us getting our asses kicked is the solution. Okay?
Just go and find Monica.
You're right.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to get the ring. I'm going to go find her. And I'm just going to propose.
Okay.
Do.
Let me know about that coconut phone. It might be good for the boat.
I don't know why I'm here.
I didn't ask. You want to come in?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just leave the door open and go sit on the couch.
Chandler, you're such an idiot.
Drink?
Yeah. have a scotch on the
rocks with a twist? I remember.
Still smoking cigars?
No,
that's art.
If it bothers you, I can put my heart down.
That's okay.
So, Monica, let me ask you a question. You know, since we broke up, do you ever think about me?
Yeah, I thought about you a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's because I had that eye exam, and I don't like my new eye doctor.
Who is it?
Edward Nevsky.
Yeah, he's no good.
You ever think about me in a non-eye doctor way?
No.
Ah.
Because sitting over you is the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. And I never let myself think about you.
Monica?
Okay, she was here.
But she left.
Well, where did she go?
Well, she said she had to think things over.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this. You know, I thought you were a good guy.
Oh, hey, look, nothing happened.
Nothing happened? Nothing? So you didn't tell my girlfriend that you love her?
Well, all right, one thing happened.
You know, I can't believe this. You know you did? My girlfriend is out there thinking things over. You made my girlfriend think!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, what does she have to think about? I love her.
Well, apparently I'm willing to offer her things that you are not.
But I am willing to offer her all those things. This is just a plan, you know, a way to throw her off course so that when I offered her all these things, she'd be surprised.
Well, if it helps, it worked very well.
It was working until you showed up, you big tree. Well, this isn't fair. You had your chance with her. You had your chance, and you blew it. And this is my chance, and I'm not going to blow it because we are meant for each other. And this has all just been one stupid mistake. I was going to propose tonight.
You were going to propose?
Yeah, I've got a ring. Do you get a ring?
No, I don't have a ring. You go get her, Chandler. And can I give you a piece of advice? If you do get her, don't let her go. Trust me.
You know, Richard, you are a good guy.
I know. I hate that.
She's gone.
What?
She's gone. She had a bag and she left.
What are you talking about?
She was all crying. She said you guys want different things and that she needed time to think.
Well, why didn't you stop her? Why didn't you just tell her it was a plan?
I did. I told her everything, Chandler, but she wouldn't leave me.
Well, where did she go?
To her parents, I think. And she said that you shouldn't call her. But if I were you, I would.
I can't believe I ruined this.
I am so sorry, man.
He wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, my God.
Chandler, in all my life, I never thought I would be so lucky. Fall in love with my best. My best. There's a reason why I don't do this.
Okay. I'll do it. I thought. But you know, I can do this. I thought that it mattered what I said or where I said it. And I realized the only thing that matters is that you make me happier than I ever thought I could be. And if you let me, I will spend the rest of my life trying to make you feel the same way.
Thank you.
Thank you.